Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. For the last few months, I have been visiting a neighbor of ours who has been hospitalized. They are not a member of our congregation, but they regularly attend congregational events. A few weeks ago, as I entered into their room, it was easy to detect their annoyance. They were indignant because someone from the hospital had asked them to fill in a form which included questions regarding this person's preference for end-of-life treatment. "I'm not that sick," they protested angrily. I tried to explain that this was standard operating procedure in the NHS and that they were not addressing this person specifically. However, I did note that this person had undergone two major operations, that they had 2 week-long stays in ICU, that for several days they were in a medically induced coma, that they were still unable to walk, and that currently they were not eating or drinking very much. I finished this litany with the words, "Maybe you aren't as healthy as you think you are." This individual was ignoring and rejecting the evidence that was right before their eyes. They were seriously ill. Their protests of, "I'm not really sick," they weren't fooling anybody but themselves. This situation reminds me of the human condition. We are all infected with sin, and we're all sin sick. Sin's deadly poison pulses through our veins, and it's killing us. As the prophet Jeremiah notes, sin has damaged our hearts, for the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And our Lord Jesus Christ expands upon the words of the prophet when he declares in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and following, "For from within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of these things come from within, and they defile a person." We hear these condemning words and we look at the sorry state of our lives, but still we protest, "I'm not that sick." Sin not only destroys our hearts, but it corrupts our minds. Sin blinds us, and it causes us to become enemies of Christ. And as rebels and enemies of Christ, St. Paul says that their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. But still we protest, "I'm not really that sick. Maybe somebody else, okay, but not me." But the scripture does not allow us that easy escape. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 bluntly states our fate, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of this sin is death." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. In fact, Paul goes so far as to say that all humanity is dead in our trespasses and sin. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Yesterday, my neighbor died. And one day, you and I will die, whether we think we're sick or not. But the hard, blunt truth is, we die because we are sinners, rebels, fighting against God and desiring to do our own thing. Without Christ, we refuse to walk in God's ways. We refuse to taste and see that the Lord is good, and we would rather drink from broken cisterns of stagnant water than from the living water that Jesus offers us. Don't be deceived. Our sinful condition is terminal. You really are that sick. But there is a cure. Upon the cross, Jesus Christ took our sin into Himself, becoming a curse, suffering sin's wages and consequences in our place. He destroyed sin's power and dominion over us as he cried out before his death, "It is finished." Sin has been dealt with once and for all. Death has been conquered. The cure is now freely and abundantly available to all of us. Rejoice, for Christ has saved you. Christ has forgiven you. Christ has given you a new and right heart. Christ is transforming your mind, and Christ has conquered death. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, grant unto our friends, to all members of our households, and to all the members of our different families, that according to the riches of your glory, we may be strengthened with might by your Holy Spirit in our inner person, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, so that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length, depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, so that we may be filled with all the fullness of God through that same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.